But for the first two or three Christian centuries, the very idea of looking on the face of God, even of a God in human form, would have been inconceivable. Firstly, because there was no record of Christ's appearance that artists could have based a likeness on, but even more, because the Jewish inheritance of a God to be worshipped in spirit and in truth, but emphatically not to be represented in art, inhibited the early Christians from any such attempt. Yet now we all live in a world where the likeness of Christ is commonplace, a face that can be instantly recognized. How did we get there? The decision to try to show the face of Christ, probably taken because the Roman elite was so used to seeing their gods in statues, paintings, and mosaics, was both a major theological step and one of the decisive turning points in European visual culture. This face of Christ from Dorset was made in the last century of Roman rule in Britain, which was in many ways a golden age. It was a lavish world in which the ruling class could spend enormous sums of money decorating their villas and putting their wealth on display in the form of spectacular tableware. In the cases around us, you can see the hoards of silver vessels, spoons, and even pepper pots like the ones I talked about last week that show a society that seems to have accommodated itself comfortably to both paganism and Christianity. The great silver dish found at Mildenhall in Suffolk shows Bacchus drunkenly cavorting with pliant nymphs, while the spoons found in the same hoard carry Christian symbols. A pagan dish with Christian spoons. That pretty well sums up Britain at this period, and it wouldn't have disconcerted anybody at the time. In Britain of the 3rd and 4th century, Christ is merely one God among many others.